Hey guys, this is Old reporting for the National Rock Review. NationalRockReview.com, your online source for iconic concert imagery, news, reviews, and interviews. Hey, speaking of interviews, I am once again down here at the world-famous machine shop in the beautiful city of Flint, Michigan. And tonight, we have an awesome lineup for you guys. Lacuna Coil is headlining, special guests King, Eve to Adam, and Silver. So it's going to be an awesome show tonight. Joining me tonight, or today rather, is Andrea, who's a lead singer for, well, one of the lead singers for Lacuna Coil. How's it going today?
I'm good. Just rolling into town, getting ready for the show, ready for sound check.
Okay, well, you guys just wrapped up the Hottest Chicks in Hard Rock tour. How was that?
It was great. I mean, it was a good way to come back to the North America and right. Introduce some of the new songs to the audience. We were playing one of the two songs, and then we started this headline run to be keep supporting the release of the record, which just came out.
Right.
And then we're still now going. We just played a festival a few days ago in Orlando.
Yeah, Earth Day birthday. Yeah, how'd that go for you?
It was great. It was good. A lot of people. Really warm weather finally after.
Yeah. You know,
the entire Revolver tour has been in the cold, freezing cold, because
right.
Of course it was mostly East Coast, and so we had a lot of snow and ice and very severe temperature.
Right.
So it was nice for a change to play in the sun, and even was too hot maybe with our uniforms on stage, but it was right. a great feeling anyway.
Yeah, but you really enjoy playing this festival type atmosphere, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's a great way to introduce the band to a lot of different people that never really wow. listen to our band, and it's also, there's a lot of adrenaline when you play for those big crowds, and
right.
you have to convince them in a very quick set, like half an hour, 40 minutes.
Right.
So it's great.
Now, you do have another couple festival dates coming up. Let's see, what do you have?
You're going to be
going back to Florida, 98 yeah. Rock Fest, Fort Rock, Rockville,
and then later on we will have a Rock on the Range.
That's a big one.
Oklahoma, and another one in San Antonio, Texas, which I think is called River City Rock Fest.
Okay.
Yeah. So we still have a few more shows. We're going to head to Mexico and Brazil.
Okay.
Right after those Florida festivals, and then come back here to finish the run with all the last three and some more headline shows, just to fill in the distances between right. the festivals, and then go home back at the 30th of May.
Okay.
Back it will to be Italy. A long run in the end, because we are here since we left Italy February 13th,
mm-hmm.
and we will be back May 30th. So it's quite
right.
a long run.
Yeah, that is a couple months. Well, you brought up your hometown of Italy. What can you tell us about Italy? How awesome is it over there?
It's quite different
yeah.
than here. There is a lot more ancient stuff and
okay.
history. We have a huge castle, one of the biggest in Europe. We have a Gothic cathedral, a lot of great food, great wines.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in the north of Italy, so the weather, it's kind of has all the four seasons. So we go from cold
okay.
winter to very warm summer, spring, autumn. We have all the passages of the seasons. And it's cool. I mean, it's pretty close to everywhere. You can fly easily to like London or
right.
Greece or Russia. It's kind of central for Europe.
Yeah.
So there's a good lifestyle. I like to live there.
Yes, I have been to Europe a couple times, but unfortunately Italy was not on the itinerary on either trip, but maybe someday.
Yeah, it's worth to go.
Yeah, well, hopefully I'll get that chance soon. But, well, let's talk about the new disc. You guys have a brand new disc out. It's your seventh studio album, Broken Crown Halo. It just came out April 1st.
Yeah.
11 tracks on the album, produced by Jay Baumgartner. The first single on the disc, Nothing Stands in Our Way.
That was the first song we actually
okay.
put online for the fans to get a taste
right.
of the album. The actual radio single is Die and Rise in North America, and it's I Forgive But I Won't Forget Your Name in Europe.
Okay.
Which are two quite different kind of songs. You know, Die
right.
and Rise is more of a straightforward, groovy, heavy song, while I Forgive is more of an epic, more layered kind of song
right.
with a lot of strings arrangements as well. So that's because in the two tastes are quite different from Europe
okay.
and metal when it comes to rock and metal.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, so that's why we pick up the label actually decided to pick up two different kind of singles.
Okay, well, let's see. What else can you tell us about the disc?
Yeah, I mean, there will be a video coming out soon for the European single. And the disc has quite a variety of songs. Like, right. There's different moods towards the album. Some ballads, some more gothic, slow songs, some more layered, atmospherical songs, as well as some very powerful songs as well. So there is quite... You can listen to it, and it takes maybe more than just once to get all of the different layers of the album, I think. It's not an album that you just put on and okay, that's it. Yeah. We have kind of different kind of songs in the album, so it takes a little more than just once to get it.
Yeah, well, I have heard the disc, and right off the bat, I liked the entire disc. You know, there's really not a weak spot on it.
No, I think it's quite a solid album. You know, some people might like more certain type of songs or others, but in general, I think there is a bit. It's a record you can put on and gives you a little different moods, even if it's a Lacuna Coil record, so it will have certain elements of darkness, certain elements of more epic or more powerful, as usual. You know, we like to mix those three elements, like the metal side, the more rock anthemic side, as well as the more dark, intimate, gothic side. Right. So those elements are always in our records, I think, no matter what. You know, sometimes we push more on one side compared to the other one. This record is kind of more angry, I would say, probably. It's a bit more rough in the productions, it's been a journey to record it, because we were meant to record it in LA first, because Jay owns a studio called Energy in Los Angeles, so it was the most logical thing to go record in his own studio, also to save some of the budget. But then we couldn't go to North America because we had to be in Milan for personal reasons of some of the band members, so we decided to tell Jay and ask him if he actually would like to join us back in our hometown. And he accepted. Actually, it was his first time to record out of North America ever. So he brought his own engineer, Kyle Hoffman, and we worked together in a vintage studio in Milan, a very big vintage studio that has been there since a long time, and the owner is a prog rock musician from a very famous Italian prog rock band, and he has a private collections of a lot of guitars and instruments. He plays all kind of instruments, and he arranged a lot of the classic Italian songs. He's a musician, like full circle musician, and so he one day was coming to the studio, I have to let you try this Gibson from 65 or this Fender from the 70, you know. So
try out this $30,000 Gibson.
And then he was bringing out some of the stone boxes, original stone boxes, some of the effects, like we used an echo used by Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin, and you know, so we got to use something going back in time, even if we recorded a modern technology with like Pro Tools, just like any other record, but so it's not a vintage record, but we have used a lot of instruments that normally we would have never used,
especially
for the melodic guitars and for the effects. You know, rhythmical, we always use our seven strings, of course, because you can't find a vintage seven string. But on the other parts, we've used a lot of those guitars for the special sound. So I think the organic sound you hear on the album is also because of the choice of the studio that actually influenced the final result of the, and we didn't expect it to happen.
Right, but it's a good thing it did.
It's a good thing, and the engineer had a lot of fun playing with this. Sometimes we were also getting lost, we're wasting too much time experimenting because, you know, you always have a deadline and you have to try to respect it. We actually extended the recording for a couple of weeks already. So we said, we better stop playing around and just, you know, it's easy when you are
time to actually lay down some tracks.
And when you have all that gear, it's easy to get lost. I'll try this combination with this amp and this whatever, you know. So it's easy to get lost, so we have to bring him back to the record and we have to finish it.
Right, but I imagine, you know, you're on tour a lot, so obviously those dates rack up into the hundreds, but really you're only in the studio a specific amount of time, so really you must kind of cherish that time.
And together it's great, and it's also a weird process because you can only hear the final result in the very end, you know, when you mix the album, not even when you finish the recording. So we didn't even have time to do rough mixes in the studio. Like, the label wanted to hear some rough mixes and we couldn't have them listen because there was no time to because if you just to do a good quality rough mix, you have to spend at least half a day. So we say, no, you're gonna listen to the mix in the end because there's no time for that. So it was cool. It was a cool experience. Something different than what we expected.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it, and obviously you're happy with the outcome. Well, speaking of the disc, there are a couple of bonus editions. There's a deluxe edition, which includes a bonus DVD with 9 tracks. So what can you tell us about that?
It's mostly it's showing part of the DVD is showing us recording the album in the studio. So us working with the producer, working on the lyrics, working on the sounds. And the other part of the DVD is a big interview with, especially with me, Marco and Christina, which are the main songwriter for the words and the music and everything, where we actually, we filmed it in the Marco's basement, which is a little home studio where we do all our demos and our little things. So we actually show the real place and get to explain how the album started, how we really, Marco, for example, has been forced to be home last year and a half because he had an injury on his tendons, so he couldn't play bass, and we had to tour without him, so he stayed home a year and a half, and he collected a lot of material. So he explained also the way he's been working alone at home, like watching horror movies or war movies or war documentaries without the volume and playing over the images, so get inspiration from the visual, you know, like a live soundtrack almost. So that's I think it's something cool for the fans to see, because we've done in the past something like more the live DVD and stuff like that. This one we never actually done. It never showed us ourselves in the studio or at home. So it was cool to do it, to show a different side of the band as well.
Right. Now the live DVD that you guys have, Visual Karma, that was basically recorded in Wacken in 2007 and Loud Park in 2007. Yeah. I'm assuming that those, or, well, Wacken anyway, is that the largest crowd you've ever played in front of, or maybe there's another one that rivals?
It's one of the largest, but probably we could have done something else more recently, because we've been playing some bigger headline shows, because Wacken is a festival, so even if you're up high in the bill, whatever, you're still in a festival, so the crowd is not there just for you, obviously, not all of them, you know, even if they all enjoy the show. So, like last year, for example, we played in Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh.
Right.
And it was our show, like headlining, and we had like 8,000, 10,000 people. So that would have been cool to have it on film, actually, because it was something unique, but we didn't know what to expect before we went there, you know.
Right.
So it was kind of a surprise, and I wish we could have that on a DVD, maybe. It would be great now. So maybe the idea would be to do something like that for a newer show in the future.
Okay. And you guys did actually headline the Metal Female Voices Fest last year. How was that?
It's great. I mean, we've been there like 2 or 3 times. Once, the first edition they did. And it's a specific festival for people that really likes everything about female and metal, you know, because all the bands feature females in the lineup, not necessarily just a singer, even if most of the time there is at least one female singer, of course. And but it's all about the people that love that kind of music, so we belong for sure in that category. So it's great to play there and have been able to headline. And last year we did a special show, since we played also the year before with a 2-hour set. The same we did here, the Dark Legacy tour, celebrating the 15 years of the band. We decided this year they invited us again, so instead of playing again the same songs more or less, because that one was like a best of. We did play the full Karma Code record in its complete entirely, plus a few selection of famous hits, like Heaven's a Lie or Hard Truth,
best of.
So we did like all that album with the original clothes and the backdrop,
all
the original the same setup we had for that tour,
busting out the vintage material there.
It's something just because we played the same the year before, and we didn't want to do the same thing.
Yeah, so that's good.
It's always a great festival, though. It's not a huge festival. It's an indoor because it's in a almost winter time, so it usually rains.
That's in Belgium, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's people from all over the world coming, because it's really for passionate people for that kind of specific metal.
Well, speaking of classic tracks, one more thing in regards to the new disc. There's a limited deluxe art book that's available.
Yeah.
It includes an art booklet, the bonus DVD, which we just discussed, and a best of CD, which 18 classic tracks.
Yes.
So how are those picked? Just kind of randomly, just like, hey, these are our best songs.
Usually, the ones the most famous,
the most popular.
You know, like every record, you have the 2-3 songs that stands out in terms of popularity, you know, not necessarily the best ones maybe, but that's for sure the most catchy, the most the one that people really hold on to, and especially since Coma Lies, I think we always had at least 2-3 powerful songs every record, and so it's not difficult to put it together. Actually, it was quite easy.
Okay, all right. Well, Andrea, hey, we're gonna wrap it up.
All right.
Congratulations on the new disc. I certainly thank you for your time, guys. Obviously. Lacuna Coil, they're on the road right now with King, Eve to Adam, and Silver. They're going to be on the road for, I think, almost another month.
Yeah, until the end of May. So right. There will be more headline shows as well to be announced yet.
Right, definitely more headline shows. If you need more information, you can find these guys online, www.lacunacoil.it. Also on Facebook and Twitter at Lacuna Coil. And on Instagram, Lacuna Coil Official.
Yes.
Okay, so, hey, this is Old signing off for the National Rock Review. Quick reminder, be sure to tune into my radio show. Actually, I have two radio shows, The Thrash Can, which is on Sundays from 8 to 10, and The Metal, which is on Sundays from 10 to 12. That's on WKUF 94.3 FM in the local Flint listening area. If you're not in Flint, you can check us out online, all around the world, WKUF.FM. Peace out, everybody.